Okay, so this is D&D session 17, I believe. Might be wrong here, but whatever. And Kaiser is back, yes. And it's Kaiser and Sendu. Kaiser is back from a long trip. And last session it was BT DMing. We left off. Now we have Kaemari and the Silver Alchemist. They are in the Castle of the Red Fist again.
Squeak.
Yeah.
Squawk.
So, what do you guys do?
I find a tree and piss on it.
Okay. You find a tree that has like the cherry blossoms, and you piss on it.
And I throw a stick at it at the back of his head.
You got a
So,
roll, bro.
okay. You okay? Let me see here. What's your skill with
And
throwing?
if it gets 20, then I'm dead.
I have a character, guys. Are you in the same dice room?
Yeah, apparently.
I don't like see you here.
Online dice roller. Wait a minute. This has changed. There's no actual login thing, is there?
No, just like click dice room in the top right.
Okay, so what did you roll? What it's a tiger claw. The room is called Tiger Claw.
Yeah, but
Are you buff in there?
there's no button for sign in. Oh,
No,
I haven't
at the
selected.
top right, you click dice room.
You
Oh, okay.
write in your name.
Is it lowercase?
Yeah, Tiger Claw is all lowercase, one word.
Yeah. Do a roll, everyone, so you know that you're there. I cannot log in now because my internet is not working.
Yeah, he's just talking to us through magic.
Through magic, yeah. For some reason, Skype works. Because
It
Skype is
works.
magical.
Hey, did that Skype recorder work? Because when we tried it, it kept crashing on me.
It's working. It was something else. It was actually your.
I rolled a 20.
He did.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter since Sendu has to roll.
Okay, I'll roll. I got an 8.
Okay, you miss.
Yeah. I'm
You
glad you know in this dice room I'm Darabka, not Darab, yeah, Darabka. Otherwise you'd be able to see what I named myself.
Yeah.
I'm not saying.
Anyway, let me see here.
Yeah, this
Anyway,
is
so
lame.
what's lame?
That's his name.
Okay, anyway, Kaiser, you see a stick fly next to you underground.
I throw it back at him.
Okay, roll.
But aren't you still going?
Well, I got a one, so I'm guessing. I tried to. I'm guessing you're right there.
You
And then
couldn't
I'm
even pick it
successful.
up.
You rolled a
You couldn't.
one. You rolled a one.
Yeah.
Yep.
As you grab
I
for
got
the
piss all over my hands.
as you grab for the stick, you fall on the ground and it hurts. You don't hurt yourself, but it hurts.
Little tip, next time pull your trousers up before doing that.
Now I try to piss all over Sindhu's character.
Look,
Kaemar.
I'm pretty sure he's all
Suddenly,
up ice.
a ninja-looking guy is coming up and says, "Hello, friends. I see. Ah, you are the mighty Silver Alchemist. You have awakened from your giant sleep. Your friends have told me much about you. I see we will understand each other very well. Ah."
Speak English, bozo.
Your friends have left a couple of days ago.
He
In the
said
Do
you're
you ha
gorgeous, you finally woke up and we've been ditched.
Okay, do you have any idea where neutral buddies are?
I don't know quite because I was for mission for my clan, the Long Dig Dong clan.
Has anyone told you sound a bit like Borat?
I don't know what you talk about. What is that aura you speak of?
It was just a customer from this bar I worked at.
Aha, uh-huh, I see. Well,
can
I...
Any, many, miny, you talk.
Well, anyway, I have to go now. I have to go on secret mission for my clan.
Wait, before you go, can you tell us where we can get some food?
Yeah, the clan, just ask the clan members. They're friends of yours.
We have to ask clowns.
Not the clowns, the clan member.
Yeah, those guys in white bed sheets over there?
No, the Red Fist clan people, and he just points at people with the Red Fist sign in the temple, in the castle you are.
That guy looks drunk, but that guy looks a little too sober.
Well, let's ask the drunk guy. Hey, drunk guy, do you know where we can get something to eat?
What do you want? You want food? Here's some rice pudding. He throws you some rice pudding.
Ow!
Oh, apparently we're married, Sendu. They're throwing rice at us.
Yeah, but it's rice pudding, so they don't expect much.
Is it on the ground?
Like, so, Kemari, he looks at you. Why are you so small?
Because my mother didn't hug me enough. What's your excuse?
Ugh, me like drinking sake.
Oh no, I only do that to females.
He just looks at you confused. Anyway.
Wait a minute. Sake, who do we know that used to drink sake all the time? I believe there was a samurai.
It was you, also the samurai.
Yeah, we have samurai too. He may be from Akumba. What's his name?
Ryo Hazuki.
No, I don't know that, man.
No, wait, that was my childhood comic. What was his name again, Mr. What's your name?
What is the comic you speak of?
It's what I call my pets.
I think he's drunk. I think he's definitely drunk. He doesn't even know what a comic is.
Yes, everybody knows a comic is like a lomic, but with a C.
He just shakes his head. And he falls down. I'm gonna sleep now. If you need more food, go to that place. And he points at the door.
Oh, man.
There you can get food.
Oh man, we just looked stupid compared to a drunk guy.
Oh, let's go get some food. The burgers are on me.
Alright, but please don't spit in it this time.
That wasn't spit.
You should not have told me that.
Yeah. Sorry I accidentally cried in your burger.
I will always be sad on Wednesdays now.
So you're in front of the door, what do you do?
I will attempt to
open
it.
Go in.
Let's roll to see if he can open it.
You don't have to roll for that. You open it.
What kind of thing is this? This is no door we have ever faced before.
It's a door you can actually open. Amazing. It's your arch nemesis.
Guessing he's one of our guys I'm guessing he's a double spy working for us.
Well, he's not doing a very good job.
Now I go in and I ask whoever's in charge of the restaurant of where we can get a seat.
What do you seat you speak of?
It's a thing that you sit down on.
You can sit anywhere outside. You just get food here. What do you would like?
Cheeseburger.
What is the cheeseburger you speak of?
Sesame seed, wheat bun, a slab of beef and cheese.
Just nods his head and he brings back some
mutton,
rice and some fish. Here's the food for you.
Thanks.
I'm not paying. Wait a minute. How much?
You're friends of the Red Fist clan. You don't have to pay.
Oh, thank you.
Woo! Can I also have a glass of water?
I'll trade you my fish for your rice.
There you go.
I don't eat fish. It tastes like fish.
Oh yeah, well I ate all the rice.
No, you didn't. You ate the bowl.
Water tastes a bit stale.
Tastes very woodish.
That's what she said.
Okay, you have enjoyed your rice, your fish, and the bowl. Although the bowl went down a little bit, had a hard time going down, but it worked.
Hey, Kamari, you want to go and sniff some, pick some flowers?
You want me to sniff a pixel flower?
No, well, we pick and sniff them.
Fine, but you better mean the plant this time.
Yep. So we go out and see one.
Which direction do you go?
Up.
I agree, up. And hopefully it ends with us both jumping and people looking on us. What are they doing?
As you're jumping up, trying to defy gravity, people to shake their head.
You don't believe I can fly? Pulls out the old spell, but I use levitate.
Let me see here. I gotta see. What level is levitate? Second level. Okay. Roll.
I rolled a 5.
Yes, he did.
What's spell DC? Yeah. No, it doesn't work. As you do the spell, when you jump, you feel a little bit lighter, but that's most that happens.
I'll show you all someday. I'll show you all I can fly. Come on, Sendu, let's go to the west.
Hey,
what the heck is Sendu?
Hey, Retro. They believe you can touch the sky.
Oh, sorry, Kamari. I was trying to get this other random dude to join us. I think his name was Sendu. Kamari, let's go to the west and pick some blossoms.
That says Kendo. It's a like some school for something.
Okay, wait.
We're gonna go flower hunting because that's what we do on Saturday nights. Definitely not what you think it was.
Okay, so which direction do you guys go?
West. Go west, in man.
Okay. Give me a second here. Overland info. There we go. Distance. Okay, you can see you exit on the west gate. Then you can see the road. Are you just gonna walk on the road then?
Why do we always have to walk?
I think you guys have horses. You could just ride.
Holy cow, where did we get horses?
That's right, Kamari doesn't have a horse. But
let's just walk a little bit, Kamari. If we don't see any flowers, we'll go back and walk the other direction.
You just want to go out into the meadow, into the hills. There's some grasslands.
Yeah, yep. Maybe an event will start there, or not.
This is not an MMO, Sendu.
La 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 la.
It's a D&D, which is a tabletop MMO.
No, it's not an MMO. It's an RPG.
What do you think MMO is short for? MMORPG.
It's about as much as an RPG as it's not.
It's about as much as an RPG of Age of Empires 2.
Sorry, Alchemist. I just like to talk with myself about things sometimes.
Okay, you walk for 6 miles and you can find some flowers.
You think that's bad, Kamari? I once turned into a donkey.
No, you enjoyed it.
Yeah, but as a donkey, I was a bit of a sore ass.
But we did get free lollipops.
Well, you did.
I tried to give you one, but you shoved it up your nose.
I didn't know it was sherbet now, didn't I?
So you can see some interesting flowers there. What do you do?
I dance around in them.
Okay. There is a particular, very interesting looking grouping of flowers, and they seem to be like this purplish flower. The blossom is like purplish with some yellow stripes in it. And
okay.
There seems to be a circle of them.
All right. I will pour some of my blood into the middle of the circle.
Okay.
I'll give it an offering.
So you will... Okay, as you injure yourself, you lose a hit point.
One hit point, yeah.
Okay, where is your level? Where is mine? Physical. Where is your... Oh, there we go. One hit point, okay. Okay, give me a sec here. Okay. You two drops of blood come out of your arm or wherever you cut it.
Man, that stung.
And nothing happens.
Okay, I cast a spell of fireball into the group of flowers.
What?
Okay, spell of fireball, let me see here. Which one exactly? Because you have a couple. Level 3 fireball?
Yep, level 3.
Okay, just because that's how much mana it will use. Then roll a d20.
A 9.
Yay.
Yay. Okay, you make it. You shoot a fireball, it burns away the flowers. Everybody roll, both of you roll a d20.
Okay.
A 2 and a 3.
Yeah, he got a 2, I got a 3. Great.
Okay.
Did we just kill ourselves?
Give me a second here. I need to find here. Wait a second.
Hey guys.
Okay, we're gonna make a little break here because I need some dice too, and I don't have any dice per se, so which is not too good.
Do you have any in like real life?
I have. I just don't have them here. But
just think of a random number between 1 and 20.
Don't worry, I have already a solution because I have some online dice going, so I just have to open it up. I'm used to the web dice, so just give me one second here, okay? Until then, it's a break. So if you need to go to get something or do something, then do it now.
Right. What is it, a cliffhanger? I set the flowers ablaze, and we rolled mysterious dice, and what's gonna happen next?
Well, we will find out.
Hey, Kaiser.
Yes?
You should do that project, man.
You mean that project?
No, we're saving that for New Year's.
What are you guys talking about? There we go, I have a dice roll.
The project.
Nothing, we're just... Nothing, we just like to mumble.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Sendu, did you hear the news?
You're not talking about the word, are you?
No, I'm talking about the news. do you know the thing that happened on the news today that was informative?
Yeah, somebody slipped them tongue.
Okay, what's your AC?
Guys, we should do a side cast.
A side cast? Interesting.
A completely unscripted one with no real name. Just start recording and go.
They've already got a show like that. It's called Seinfeld, I believe.
No, they canceled that 20 years ago.
20.
Have you ever heard Jerry Seinfeld stand up? It has not aged well.
What's up with that?
Okay.
Comedy gets outgrown faster than medicine.
That's true.
The heck?
I was just previewing a song.
Okay, Kaiser. Suddenly you feel these, this slimy thing, two slimy things kind of wrap around your neck, and it's beginning to choke you, and you can see there's...
Mungo, now's not the time to see it, Mr. Slime. Oh, what?
You can see too, they have this, kind of, rough, kind of almost like spiky texture, and they're like kind of tentacles choking you. Okay. You lose 6 hit points. Let me see here. What's your hit point number again? Okay, very good. Okay.
I will attempt to free him.
Okay, it's your turn. It's your turn, Sandu.
Whose turn? No. So okay, I'm going to attempt to free him.
You can see now that out of the darkness came a somewhat demi-human-looking creature with a very horrific-looking monstrous face full of fangs and evil eyes and two like tentacle-like arms with small spikes on them, and they're wrapped around his neck. What do you do? Do you know what your character is at all?
It's the... Yeah, it's the one with the bastard sword, right?
No, it's your halfling paladin.
Darn. Hey. Listen. Goodness, what's all this junk I have saved?
You're a halfling paladin. I think the weapons you have... Oh, yeah, that's the one with the bastard sword. Okay.
Yes.
And
Is that tentacle thing still around, Kaiser?
And you got a new... And you got your throwing axe. And you have... Since you are a paladin, I think you... Yeah.
Have minor healing.
I think that's the only spell you have. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that thing still strangling him? I'm gonna try and slice the tentacle thing in half with my bastard sword.
Roll.
Save him. Rolling. 21? No, I'm kidding. Come on.
Okay.
13.
13. Okay, you got attack bonus. That should be... +2. Okay, so 13, and it's a 15. Let me see here. Monster quick stats. Okay. 13 as a 16. Yeah, you hit him. Roll damage. No,
20?
It's 1d10.
10, okay. Six.
Okay. Six damage. Okay. You chop off one of the tentacles. Success. And he's still,
did
the other tentacle is still constricted there.
Well,
yeah, he's somewhat
easier,
freer. He's getting a little bit more air. Okay, it's a retro stream.
Let me see. Well, I'm gonna cast a spell just to hopefully try to blind him a little
okay.
So he can get off me.
Do you have your spell list? Okay.
Yep, I've got it on me right now.
So you wanna just do light?
Yes.
I think there's also flash.
Oh yeah. I don't have.
You know
flash,
that you have level
actually.
8, up to level 8. Yeah.
I do?
I.
Holy. Let's see. Clone. Hard.
You are a level
building.
8 wizard, and in how I do the rules, it's what levels you are, that kind of level spells you have.
Okay, I used the spell Finger of Death to touch the tentacle that's around my neck. Hopefully it kills
okay.
him.
Okay,
seven.
Let me see here. Finger of Death. Where's Finger of Death? Yeah.
Level 7.
Finger of Death is also, you don't have to necessarily touch him. It's also just you point at somebody and they die. So roll.
Okay. Six.
Six. It doesn't work.
Oh.
Okay, everybody roll a d20. We're gonna do initiative traditionally since we don't have too many.
17.
17 plus
13 again.
17.
Kaiser, I sent you a picture.
13,
okay.
17. Okay, the creature
Ooh.
Comes. The creature comes, then Sendu, and then Retro. Okay. Okay, the creature attacks, and he attacks. He's trying to constrict Silver Alchemist.
This is the picture he sent. Okay, what was that? I wasn't listening.
He's trying to choke you with his other arm. Oh, actually, no. He's already got you with the other arm. Instead, he's trying to pull you over and bite you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, wait. He's just trying
oh,
to
no.
constrict you. I was mixing these things up. Okay. DC.
It's like continuous damage, isn't it?
But he has to roll for the damage still.
Do we?
Okay.
I think.
He's choking
Does
for
he?
6 damage again.
Oh,
well,
even with one less.
Okay, it's Kaemari's turn.
Okay. I'm gonna. Same thing, but with that last tentacle. Free him.
Okay. Roll.
Rolling 1d20. 6. Back.
Well, 6 plus 2 is 8. No, I don't think that's enough. Let me see.
Didn't
no.
At least scratch him.
No, you miss.
Back. This is why
okay,
I
now it's your
rope.
Turn, Silver.
Do I have my staff on me?
I don't think you took it with you. You didn't say you did take it with you.
Okay, I'm gonna bite him. Hopefully he's not poison poisonous, so he lets me go.
You before you bite him, you get a you suddenly get a great inspiration from the god of knowledge, and you can still try your finger of death spell.
Okay.
Let's if see you if really want to bite him, then. That's cool, but.
Nah, finger of death. Thank you, hint box in the bottom left corner of the screen.
You're welcome.
Okay. I attempt to do the finger of death again. 2.
Can we have a do-over?
No. Everybody roll a d20.
No. No, it must have been a devil telling me then.
Maybe. Okay, what did you roll?
Okay. He rolled a 1.
Silver, it's your turn, then the monster, and then Sendu.
Okay, I'm going to bite him again. Try to bite him this time.
Again?
3.
You fail at biting him. You just nibble at him.
It's got a grip on... He's got
You're
too weak to bite him now, because he's been choking you too much. Okay, it's the monster's turn. He's continues to choke you. Let me see. Okay, 1 is 4. Okay, he does 4 damage. Okay.
Am I still alive?
You are unconscious. You are now at 0 health. Which means you're not dead yet, because you have to roll against death. You have to do the minus and everything. You have to at first go to a minus level. You're just unconscious now. Oh wait, you know what? Just roll for consciousness. What's your
A 1.
You're definitely,
unconscious.
Okay. Yeah.
My turn. Okay, one more time. I'm gonna free him. Gonna attack that tentacle.
Okay. What did you roll?
I didn't roll yet. Okay, I was waiting for you to tell me to. 6 again.
6 plus 2 is 8.
Doesn't it eventually add?
You haven't leveled your character. Still very low level. I don't think I leveled him ever, because
once.
You're level 2. Because you played only 2 times with him, I believe, before. You played once, and then you played against the dragon, so you can level up next time.
Out of character, I would have said what you can do to help me, but I'm sort of unconscious, so I really can't say anything.
You can try to regain consciousness. Everybody roll a d20.
Come on.
Okay.
7.
Roll
15.
For
Sorry.
That you can be conscious. You have a plus 8. Okay, 15 plus 8. You're conscious. Again, you refuse...
Quick, throw a health potion if you got. Heal me.
I think you still have health potions.
Okay.
Let's see if you still have. Staff, magical items. You still have 4 health potions. Yeah, you.
Darn.
Who, me? Okay, so I'm gonna wait. Who's have to wait to my turn then?
Okay. It's your turn, Kimori. Then the monster. Yeah.
Really?
He didn't roll higher. I didn't tell you what he rolled.
Quick,
okay,
throw
whatever.
Me a potion. Heal me before he kills me.
Do I have
what
any
did
potions?
You said kill me before he kills me.
I said heal
okay.
me before he kills me.
What do you do, Sendu? You attack him again?
I'll use a potion on Silver.
Okay. You don't have to roll for that. You just go there and you just stick it in his mouth.
What?
Feed you like a baby.
The wrong kind of baby. Okay. You're healing up really fast, Silver. Okay, now it's again the monster's turn. Okay, he tries to choke you, but he's kind of distracted, so it doesn't constrict more. So you get a little bit more air. Okay, everybody roll a d20.
12.
Okay, it's his
11.
Turn. Then you, then Silver, then Kamari. Okay, he tries to choke you again. This time succeeding. And he does 4 damage again.
Okay. My turn.
And he's cutting into your neck too, because he has the small spikes on his tentacles.
Okay.
On his tentacle, only one he has left. It's your turn, yes.
Well, due to my failed attempts of everything, I try to do a bit more of an organic thing. I try to come in his eye. To blind him.
Okay, you tried to come in his eye. Roll. You get a plus
roll.
8 since you have plus 8 body.
So, here we go. 26!
Okay. How much did you roll exactly?
He put a D.
Okay,
D
that
20
means
plus 8.
You 18. Okay,
yeah.
So it's not a critical hit, but you definitely. Okay, you jerk off lightning quick with you come into his face. He's blinded now.
Does he drop
him? No, he's not dropped, he's just blinded. But really, in order to choke him, he doesn't need to see him. Anyway,
it's always funny how we always get high numbers on such the dumbest shit.
Yeah, that's kind of the curse of this group. And doors. Anyway, Sandu, it's your turn.
I'm torn what to do. You know what? I'm gonna tackle the monster and force him to lose.
Okay, wait, let me see here. That would be Kamari. I'm just gonna see what you need to roll.
Right. Would it be better if I just used my throwing axe? I wonder.
What are you gonna do now?
Difficult. Oh yeah, I'm gonna run up to the monster and try and force him to lose grip.
Okay. Okay, then roll. 11 plus 2, that's your strength modifier. And so 11, that's 13. You try to grab him, but your hands slip off his slippery skin.
Time I didn't attack.
Okay, everybody roll a d20.
16 now.
What did you roll, Retro? What did you roll?
Huh? I haven't rolled yet.
Roll, man.
I rolled a 4.
4?
Yeah. I got a 16.
Okay, it's Sandu, the monster, and then Silver. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
So my turn again. Nope, I'm gonna roll. I'm gonna try it one last time. I'm gonna attack the tentacle. Cut it in half, whatever. Rolling.
9 plus 2 is 11.
Seriously.
You miss again.
Ah.
Beep.
The creature continues to choke, Retro.
Still
the creature?
Conscience?
He's still conscious, yes, since he was healed now. He seems to be wounded. His neck is somewhat bleeding because it's like the tentacles are moving. But they don't seem to be. His attack failed, so his arm doesn't seem to constrict more. Actually, Retro could free himself slightly. I think it's the grip is slightly loosened. Okay. It's your turn, Retro.
I attempt to free myself.
How?
Now.
Just with your, just...
Well, you
okay,
said he
you tried
loosened
to free
up a bit,
yourself.
didn't
Okay,
he?
roll. Let me see what your strength is.
Oh, crap. I got a 2.
And your strength modifier... Yeah, your strength modifier sucks. It's minus 2. You're very weak, actually. Your strength is 5. So you basically did 0, so you didn't do anything.
Okay, roll for
yeah.
Initiative.
Come on,
15.
8.
Okay, the monster, 8. Retro, and then Kamari.
Damn you, monster.
How come you get better rolls than I do?
Because he's cooler.
He tries to constrict, but you are like holding out a tentacle, and he seems to be weakening now too. Like the blood loss from his other arm is affecting him somewhat, apparently.
Oh yeah, that. Oh yeah, I did get one successful cut.
Okay. So that was the monster. Then, yeah, I think
my
so.
My turn. Well, desperate times calls for desperate measures. I see if the monster's ticklish, and I tickle under its tentacle.
Okay, roll.
10.
Nothing happens. Your hands slip off the slippery skin.
Okay, so it's not ticklish.
Okay, Mari, it's your turn.
How much health does I'm silver have left?
You, I cannot tell you. Well, okay, fine, he's got 10
I
left.
Know.
But you honestly, that's something I really can't answer because it's like, you can see how he's wounded. So his neck is bleeding.
Okay, I get
it's not like, yeah, out of character, it's not like you go to someone, hey Tim, how's your, like... So, no, doctor goes, her, so how's your health today?
Okay,
oh,
fine, it doesn't
4.
Matter really, it's 10, so.
You know what?
Character.
Why the heck not? I'll try again to cut the second tentacle with my bastard
roll.
Sword. Come on.
15 plus
2
is 17, you definitely hit. Roll 1d10 for damage.
Come on. Don't fail me now. Oh, snap.
10.
Nice.
Out of 10.
Let me see here. Yep. You slice off his hand and you manage to, as you slice off the arm, you also chop him in two. And he wiggles and he screeches, a big screech, and he's dead.
Well, that was lucky. That only took
Quick,
me four
let's
fail.
Get that. Quick, let's get the hell out of here, back to the village before the more come.
Shouldn't we do something about your neck first?
Okay, I take a potion to heal my neck.
That's another potion. Where?
Shouldn't you be coughing or something, Kaiser?
Yeah, you drink the potion, you're fine.
Okay, quick, let's run like a bitch and get out of here.
Okay.
We run back to the village.
Okay. As you run back,
that was fun.
You see a cloaked figure stand in your way.
I push him over while I'm running.
Roll a d20.
All of us.
A 17.
Okay.
Yeah.
As you try to tackle him, you just run through him. Like he wouldn't even be there.
Ouch.
Thank goodness for that. Let's just get back to the village.
Here, both of you roll a d20.
10. too.
Okay, you suddenly trip and fall as you can see the grass has been grabbed you and kind of grew up into your foot and grabbed you.
This is why I don't like elf.
Okay.
So we're basically in grass bondage.
We just tripped on little green stems.
Pretty much. Okay.
Get up. So we're not actually trapped
there. You can see a small... As you look up, you can see a small, kind of a 4 foot tall, greenish looking humanoid creature. It kind of looks like it's female and it's like made out of plants. And it has like a mischievous grin in its lives.
I said, hi, how are you?
Oh, the food talks. My big friend will be happy.
I'm not food. What makes you think I'm food? Am I wrapped up in plastic? Was I bought from the supermarket? You didn't even pay for me, so I'm not yours.
Wrapping around you. And you can see suddenly out of behind one of the big boulders, there appears a giant two-headed creature. It's a big...
Not again.
Thank you, little friend. And...
I do touch a death on him. Hopefully it kills him straight away.
Your hand is not free. It's, like, full of grass.
Well, he only needs his finger, right?
Can I? Okay. Yeah, I only need my finger, right?
You would have
right?
to... You can affect the grass. But...
Okay, I'll try the grass then.
Couldn't you just use the touch of death with your, thing?
Yeah. Do it. Roll...
Wait, what? He didn't say he
what?
Could do that.
What? Do what?
You
what
wanted
thing?
To touch on touch of death on the grass, right? Okay, then roll.
Yep.
Yeah, sure, that's what I meant. No, it's not.
Three.
Nothing happens.
No, I meant instead of your finger, couldn't you do touch of death with your jaw?
No, this is not DBZ. Anyway, what do you do, Kmart?
Are my hands free?
You're also... No. The grass is around you. But you still have your sword in your hand since you never put it back.
Well, I've got one in both hands. I'm going to try and cut... I'm going to try and... Actually, can I reach it? I'm going to try and cut my hand free. One day, 20 roll.
I was
going
to say, cut your hand off.
Seven, I got a seven,
two.
Yeah.
Okay, you managed to cut free your other hand, but your feet are still... The grass is still around your feet.
Okay. what now?
I'm sick of grass.
Okay, both of you roll a d20. The creature is coming closer.
8.
11.
Okay.
If the creature gets a higher number than those, I'm calling bullshit.
Okay, so you rolled an 11, Skamari rolled an 8. So it's Silver Alchemist.
Yes.
I rolled an 11.
Okay, then
that's
Silver Alchemist, the giant two-headed creature. And Kmari.
Oh, if only I would.
The other creature, this green one, has disappeared in a poof of smoke.
Good riddance.
Okay, Fink, what should I do? Okay, I try to set my hand free by ripping it with my teeth.
Okay, roll a d20.
He's pretty flexible.
19!
Holy cow,
okay,
we did get a 19.
Your upper... Let's say You're free now. You basically bite and tear yourself free from the grass. And you did it so well that you can. Now that was your turn. Now it's the creature's turn. He has got two clubs, and he swings one of them.
You should really be aiming for someone, buddy, instead of just swinging them randomly.
He's aiming for you, since you seem to be more of a threat.
Hey.
Okay, 8 plus 6, okay.
8 now, plus 16,
He basically swings at you, and he whacks you really bad, like you're down to 2 hit points.
Dun!
Like
a Tom and Jerry card.
Basically, your entire, your head and everything is, and your bones is crushed. You're bleeding and everything. It's pretty bad. Okay, everybody roll.
Ow.
Now it's Kamari's turn.
I'm gonna use a potion on Silver.
Okay, let me see how many potions you got left, because you cannot just use. Okay, you got one health potion left, so you're gonna use that up, right?
Yeah, use it on Silver.
Gotta make it count.
He's back to 100% again. Okay, everybody roll a d20.
Thank you.
14.
6.
Okay, that's Kamari, Silver, and then the creature.
Whoa, this creature did bad.
Okay, I'm gonna...
Just telling you, it's about the creature is about 20 feet tall. It's like a giant, and it has two heads, and they look pretty dumb, but it's pretty strong.
Is
male.
It a male or a female? Okay, I can have some fun with this.
I'm gonna cut my feet free so I can move around.
Okay. Yeah, you can just tear off. So you're free now. You had to already walk to Retro, so let's say the roll that you did, that you're free now. Okay? So what do you do? Yeah, that's just gonna be your action now.
Well, I'm gonna try and cut off his big toe, try and throw him off
okay,
balance.
Okay, roll.
Good move!
19!
Okay. Roll for damage. Yeah.
1d10, right?
Good thing.
4.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do manage to cut off his toe, but it doesn't. He roars, and he now focuses his attention on you. At least one of his head
Oops.
Is looking at you. Like, he seems to be, since he has two heads, he seems to be able to definitely fight at least with two enemies. No problem.
Hey, Silver. Hey, Silver. Do something.
Okay. That was the creature, now Silver. So, Kamari, and then Silver, and then, yeah. What do you do, Silver Alchemist?
Well, I'm going to use Levitate. So, let me look at my spell book. I don't know if I got the right one. I'm gonna use, Animate Dead on the big toe, so we can.
Okay.
No, wait, Animate Dead won't work on it.
I don't know, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, here we go! I use, I'm gonna use Teleport to get us out of here.
Good plan.
Get back to the village, and that teleport is a level 5
okay,
spell.
Roll.
Come on, come on, come on!
10.
Okay, oh. You run over to Kmari and teleport.
But before I go, I'm taking the toe with me.
You gotta roll for
that. Too late.
Yeah, roll.
If I grab it in time, you mean? Okay, I will. 20.
You have the toe.
You have all the things to get a 20.
The size of it's bigger than twice of your hand. And it stinks pretty bad.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna write it here. Kmari has now a giant toe.
Tonight we feast, Silver.
I was gonna say you should make a cod piece out of it.
Yeah, of all the things to get a 20 on.
Hey, just remember, I got 19 for coming in the tentacle creature's eye.
Okay, you guys want to finish here, or you want to continue? That's a good time.
Let's finish up here.
That was a good session.
Let's wrap it up.